A coalition of more than 20 business leaders from some of the state's biggest companies, including Staples Incorporated and Boston Scientific, signed the petition that seeks repeal of the recent expansion of the state's sales tax to computer software services. Jeff Shufrida, president of the Affiliated Chambers of Commerce of Greater Springfield, who is one of the signers on the petition, said the so-called tech tax is onerous.
It really runs the gamut from, you know, from a little retail store that needs some tweaking of their software to better serve their customers, to those large research and development companies that are specializing in software to a certain industry.
State officials say expanding the 6.25% sales tax to computer services such as building websites and modifying software will bring in $162 million annually. But that estimate is in dispute, partly because regulations about collecting the tax won't be issued by the Massachusetts Department of Revenue until October. Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, claims the state will rake in $500 million a year from the new tax.
The key competitive advantages that we enjoy and that politicians brag about, we're now going to impose a 6.25% tax on innovation and technology. So this is the worst possible policy initiative in terms of taxes in the economy.
The computer software services sales tax was part of a nearly $2 billion tax bill filed last winter by Governor Deval Patrick. But it appears to have flown under the radar for months on Beacon Hill as the legislature rejected much of what the governor proposed and crafted a $500 million transportation finance package.
These businesses, even big ones, never mind small ones, were slow to realize that this would impact them. I think initially people thought, well, if I'm not in the software business, it won't impact me.
Democratic State Representative Stephen Kulik of Worthington, vice chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, said there's a lot of misinformation being spread about the tax. He said it will bring in money to pay for road repairs and for regional public transit systems, investments that benefit the business community.
It's not our intention to have a broad-based tax that raises far more money than we propose. So, I think that people, the business community that has supported investment in infrastructure, also ask itself how one pays for that.
Another part of the $500 million transportation finance package is being targeted by activists. A petition was filed Wednesday to repeal automatic future increases in the state's gasoline tax that are tied to the rate of inflation. Representative Kulik points out there are a lot of things, such as Social Security benefits, that are indexed for inflation.
Attaching that to a tax like this is reasonable. It's a way to keep pace. It's a way to avoid having to have significant increases in something like the gas tax in years ahead.
Barbara Anderson, executive director of Citizens for Limited Taxation, said the gas tax could go up by double digits someday without anyone voting on it.
The whole idea of having an automatic tax increase on any tax, where our legislators don't have to take the controversial vote, give us the roll call vote for a rating, that's the problem here. That's a much bigger problem than just the tax itself.
If the state attorney general's office determines the tax repeal initiative petitions are permitted under the state constitution, the sponsors would then need to collect just under 69,000 certified signatures of registered voters to get on the 2014 ballot. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.